I'm Tracy Ellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. What are some of the things related to education happening right now in the legislature?
Well, there's two bills moving through the process related to K-12 education that are very important. One of them I support and one of them I don't. The bill that I support is the bill that I'm sponsoring, which is Senate Bill 5147. And it aims at helping our schools with learning recovery. And that's been an issue as a result of this pandemic. One of the provisions in the bill is to look at an expanded and a more balanced school calendar, but the bill is currently before the Senate Ways and Means Committee, and I've been working closely with the chair of the committee on an amendment to the bill that would do some other things, more immediate things for this coming school year, to help students across our K-12 system and our school districts address learning stability and learning recovery. And that includes adding some additional instructional days for next school year, helping create a summer re-engagement program for school districts to partner with their libraries and their ball fields and allow an opportunity for students to come back to the schools for a week before the start of the school year, and some other important grant opportunities. A bill that I am not so enthusiastic about related to education pertains to lowering the threshold for school construction bonds to get approved in local communities. Currently, the levy threshold for providing supplemental operating funds to a school district is 50% voter approval. But for school districts to approve tax increases for school buildings, that's at a higher threshold of 60%. And I support the higher threshold of 60% because the school bond taxes that are proposed to property owners are long-lived assets and actually are a tax obligation for upwards of 25 years, whereas a school levy is 1 to 4 years. And so the two are very different, and there have been proposals before to lower the threshold for school construction bonds, but I think school districts need to come with reasonable requests, and I think we need to look at ways to continue to protect the taxpayer when it comes to these property tax impacts that could last upwards of 25 years.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.